Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back in just a moment.
Have you found yourself with more ground to cover this spring? DuPont Pioneer has a great supply of corn, soybean, and sorghum seed to meet all your in-season needs, and they're locally tested to ensure success on your acres. Every Pioneer brand product contains a total package of proven traits and world-class genetics, and our unmatched network of local DuPont Pioneer field teams and Pioneer sales professionals are here to help you get the most out of every acre of your farm. Contact your local Pioneer sales professional today for localized solutions and the kind of tireless support you can depend upon.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, we'll talk about our livestock futures here today. And, well, after kind of a brief letdown, our cattle futures have made a turnaround, finished higher yesterday.
Yes, we did, Dave. We saw both our live cattle and feeder cattle trade and closed positive. Now, there still is yet to be any cash cattle trade reported from the feed yard. Still is a standoff out there. They're still hoping to see at least a dollar better. In some areas, they think they might even see $2 better. But might be later today before we see that really happen. Now, after three sessions of closing higher, we saw the lean hogs close negative yesterday. Now, the choice box beef continues to go up. 52 cents higher yesterday. Selects were up 25 cents on a total movement of 106 loads. Had a daily cattle kill yesterday of 103,000 head. Cash feeder index was up $1.24. On the close yesterday, June cattle were $1.15 higher. May feeders up 80 cents. And the June lean hogs were 55 cents higher. Just a reminder, there is no trading going on today in our livestock or our grain futures contracts.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 16th through the 18th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures yesterday, for the most part, a pretty decent day. Wheat futures were higher, the corn was higher, and the soybeans finished mixed yesterday.
Yes, Dave, it's kind of ironic as we saw the corn and the wheat close positive and trade positive the majority of the day, despite the fact that they saw their weekly export sales coming in on the very low side for both the wheat and the corn. Now, on the other side of the spectrum was the soybeans. They had good export sales, but they traded and closed negative yesterday. So it was a little hard to get a handle on what was really motivating the markets yesterday. Now, we didn't really have any other fresh news. It's very quiet again this morning. At 7:30 this morning will be the release of the March non-farm payroll and unemployment report. Now, we also will not have any grain trade today. It will resume trading at 7 p.m. Sunday evening. Yesterday's close saw the May KC wheat up 10 and 3 quarters. May corn was up 4 and 3 quarters. May soybeans down 3 and 3 quarters. The May cotton was up 111 points, while the May crude oil this morning yesterday closed down 95 cents. Now, we do have the June dollar index this morning electronically unchanged, while the June Dow Jones futures is up 6 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today, and we'll visit with you again on Monday morning. You have a great holiday weekend, and that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.